You'll never be tempted more than you're able to bear, but he's able to make a way through everything. Amen? Well, I've lived that out, so you're touched with the feelings of infirmity, so am I. Amen? But to God be the glory. I want to be more like Jesus. Hallelujah. My message title this morning is commitment. Commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause. Like many of you, you've heard commitment. You're committed to your job. You're committed to your family. We need to be committed to our Lord. I said we need to be committed to our Lord. I have 10 things this morning to deal with. In Deuteronomy 27 verse 10, it says, "Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord your God. Do his commandments in the statute which I have commanded you this day." Number one, if you're taking notes, commitment is obedience. In Joshua 24, verse 24, and the people said, "Joshua, the Lord our God, we will serve, and his voice we will obey." In Romans 6, verse 17, "And we thank God that we're not servants of sin, but obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine which was delivered unto you." When it comes to commitment, it's obedience. We need to be more obedient to our Lord. In these last days, I really feel that there's been a drawing away. We need to draw near. Now, you're here this morning because you care about your spiritual life. But I know a lot of folks that used to walk with the Lord are no longer. And we're not talking about people who are just saved either. They're great people. They're faithful people. But they've allowed other things to creep in. And how many knows that when you get out of schedule, it's easy to stay out of schedule? Oh, nobody here. I mean, that's a reality. We need to pray for that. If you've ever been away from the Lord, how many knows the Lord still loves you? He's still drawing you. We need to pray for that, that the Lord just continues to draw. Because this isn't the day to fool around. This isn't a day to be out there. These messages I'm bringing forth now, when I was at my sickest, I'll be honest with you, when I was throwing up daily, the Lord gave me 15 sermon titles. And I said, "Lord, can't you do this when I'm feeling better?" He says, "Well, I got your attention. You're flat on your back. It's a good time to write." How many of you can't argue with that logic? It's like, and I had a chuckle. I wasn't feeling, "Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I can't argue with that." So I begin to write down, and he began to drop in my spirit. So these next few sermons that I have, I know the Lord's preparing. I said, "Lord, what are these for?" He goes, "I want my bride to be ready. Amen. I'm not marrying a 10-year-old. I'm marrying a mature bride." Amen? I mean, we need to mature in those things. We need to grow up in that grace and knowledge of him. It's what we need to do. Hallelujah. And it doesn't stop here. It matters what you do at home. All of us need that devotion. Even if it's just a few verses, have that time in the Word of God. It'll enhance your spiritual life. I shared with the first service. I remember my brother had this big oak tree in his yard. Big tree. Man, it was probably this big around. I don't know, 60, 70 years old. And then one day a windstorm came. Tree looked healthy, not rotted at all. And it blew it right over. And he says, "Man, you got to come see this." He goes, "You won't believe that the tree is blown over." So I came over to visit his house, and I couldn't believe it. It was full leaves, healthy branches, you name it. And then I began to look at the root structure, and it was only down about this deep. Because by then it found water, and it didn't need to go any farther. That huge tree couldn't be supported by its root structure. Say amen. There are times that you'll get dry in your spiritual walk. Let the roots go deeper. Never take that as the Lord's forsaken you, or you've done something wrong, or the Lord doesn't care. Let it go deeper. Force yourself to say, "You know what, I'm going to seek him more." Hallelujah. The anointing will come. The joy will come. Sometimes we don't need to look for goosebumps. We just need to look for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say amen. Amen. But it also reminded me that no matter how long you've been saved, how green you've been growing, is it still deep enough? Oh, say amen. How many of us, we need to grow deeper? That tree could not be supported by its root structures. Come on. Lord, let's grow deeper. Let those times that it feels like the Lord's far away, He's ever-present help in time of need. Push on through. Rebuke the enemy for His name's sake. Hallelujah. Spend that time in worship. Have that time of love. It should be new every morning. If you've sung a song before, it should be new every morning. Hallelujah. Number two, if you're taking notes, commitment is servanthood. In Joshua 24, verse 14, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods of your fathers, which you served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord." In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, "Therefore, be unmovable, unshakable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know your labor is not in vain in Him." In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, "We preach not ourselves, but Christ and Him crucified, the servants of the Lord for His name's sake." Obedience, I tell you what, commitment is servanthood. It's saying, "Lord, here am I. Use me. Here am I." And notice in Scripture it says, put away those things. Put away and put on. We need to put on more zeal in our life. Amen? Like I shared last week, passion needs to be when we speak about our God. When we worship Him, it should be all out. When there's an opportunity to sing, sing unto the Lord. Even if you make a joyful noise like me, sing unto Him. Let it be heard. Hallelujah. There's something about your spiritual walk. There's something about that desire that becomes enhanced. Sometimes you got to stir you up. Oh, it's awful quiet in here. You got to stir yourself up. Even like David said, "So while you quiet within me, hope in God." Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to get happy. Come on, I've seen drunks that are happy. Come on, it's true. I've seen drunks that are happy in what they're into. How many of us, we need to be happier than that? Somebody should be saying, "Why are you so happy? Where'd you get all that glory from?" Hallelujah. Number three, if you're taking notes. I'm sorry, what number am I on? Commitment is sacrifice. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, you know the scripture. "I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service." And here's the second part of the verse. "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed." How? "By the renewing of your mind, that you can prove what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." The enemy wants us to conform to this world, to be just like it. But the Bible says, be transformed. You know what? To me, here's a truth. You can't be too heavenly minded. I've heard that you can be too heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I haven't found that place yet. The more I become heavenly minded, the more I become earthly good. I'm not talking about being flaky or shaky or goofy, but I'm talking about seeking Him, knowing Him, having the mind of Christ. How many of us, the mind of Christ can make you smart? How many of us, it can help you in any occupation you're into? You can pray, "Lord, I don't know how to do this. Help me in this area." How many of us, the Lord can gift you even. He can gift you and help you. How many of us, we got the Lord on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? We need to walk in that. We need to walk in that area. When it comes to commitment, it is sacrifice. Now, you've made that sacrifice this morning. You've came here. It took time to get here, and I appreciate it, really, as your pastor. I appreciate it. Ephesians 5, verse 2 says this, "Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself an offering, a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling savor." In Proverbs 21, verse 3 says, "And do justice and judgment. It's more acceptable." Hallelujah. Number four, if you're taking notes, commitment is reverence to the Lord. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 13, "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve Him. You shall swear by His name." Also in Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 and 13, talks about fearing the Lord, trusting in Him with all your heart and all your soul. Keep His commandments. You know, I shared with the first service, how many in here have ever lied before? Okay. How many of you here have ever taken something that didn't belong to you, you stole? Okay. Now, I don't want to go too deeper in the commands because they get a whole lot heavier. Some of it I may not want to know. But the truth is, when you get saved, you can keep the commands. No man could keep them. Jesus did. When you walk filled with the Holy Spirit, you're loving God, you can keep the commandments of God. Because how many of us, the Holy Spirit puts that little check in you? How many of you went to go pray and the Lord said, no, you need to repent. Cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's so neat that the Holy Spirit helps you keep the commands of God just by abiding in Christ. How much we have it made? If you think about it, we got His Word, His Spirit, hallelujah, a transformed life, a renewed mind. We're without excuse. When somebody says you can't live for the Lord, you're trying in your own flesh. Say amen. How many of us, we walk into spirit, you will fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, it's good stuff. Amen. Number four. I'm sorry, number five. Number five. Commitment is being observant. In Joshua 22, verse 5, it says, and you shall walk after the Lord your God, fear Him, and keep His commands. Obey His voice, and serve Him, cleave to Him. Leviticus 19, verse 37, therefore you shall observe all my statutes, all my judgments, and do them, for I am the Lord your God. Also, Deuteronomy 5, verse 32, you shall observe to do all that I've commanded you. Turn not aside to the right and left. When it comes to commitment, it's being observant. And you know what? It's being observant also in the church. Now, when you're committed to the Lord God, we need to look out from among us. If somebody you don't see in a while and you have a relationship with them, how about give them a call? Say amen. Amen. The other day, Lynn and I were chatting, and there was a gentleman I haven't seen in a couple weeks. And so I gave him a call. I said, hey, I haven't seen you in a little while. He goes, I had a stroke. I go, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. He goes, I didn't tell anybody. I go, well, I definitely want to pray for you. I mean, some people don't want to share what's going on. But we still need one another. Let's be mindful of that. If you don't see somebody, never take it for granted that. Because sometimes that call may be something that helps. And the brother thanked me for calling him. I go, look, I just miss you. Had I known that you had a stroke, I'd have come seen you, whatever. But the truth is that let's be our brother's keeper. Let's look and say, you know what, you matter. Sometimes it does matter. And that little kind word will do great things. I know it helped me in some of the dark times I've had. There are sometimes the only thing I could do is pray in the Holy Ghost. How many of us, when you're not feeling well, you don't feel like having a devotion? But I knew I could pray, so I just muscled on through, glory to God. Because God's good. Hallelujah. My spirit can still be built up. What number am I on? Number six. Number six, commitment is walking in truth. In 1 Samuel 12, verse 24, only fear the Lord and serve Him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things God has done for you. You kind of heard that in the song this morning, that God has done great things for us. But consider Him, serve Him in truth. 1 Kings 2, verse 4, says that the Lord your God you may continue in word as He spoke concerning me. Hallelujah. Walk before me in truth with all your heart, with all your soul. I love that verse. And in 3 John, verse 4 says this, I have no greater joy to hear my children walk in truth. Walking in God's word is truly, He is the truth. I asked last week, how many have a cell phone? How many have a cell phone? Is that pretty much unanimous? Does anyone not have a cell phone today? Unless yours is taken away. And if you're not 10 years old or something. How many knows you can hear the Word of God on your phone? How many of us, we have no excuse. God jammed it up all into one book. It's amazing how hard it is to read one book. Oh, I'm preaching now. Amen. Could you imagine if there's 80 different volumes and, oh, I brought volume 71 today. How many of us, God didn't waste words either. He filled it all in there. A worn-out Bible doesn't mean a worn-out life. Come on. Let's spend more time in His Word. There's a famine for the Word of God today. I said there's a famine for the Word of God today. We need to sow it deep within our hearts. I don't want to have a root structure that's only 6 feet deep and my tree's 25 feet tall. Say amen. Come on. Number seven. Commitment is a willing... I'm sorry, let me read it again. Commitment must have a willing mind. I said commitment must have a willing mind. In 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, David's talking to Solomon and said, "Son, you know the God of your fathers. Serve Him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches the heart, understands all imaginations and thoughts. If you seek Him, He'll be found of thee. But if you forsake Him, He will cast thee off." In 2 Corinthians 8 verse 12, "You first must have a willing mind. It is acceptable for what a man has and not what he has not." And in Psalm 110 verse 3, "And the people were willing in the day of His power, in the beauty of His holiness." We need to have a willing mind. Commitment is having a willing mind. Saying, you know what? I'm going to put it to effort. I'm going to say, I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to go after. How many of us, your mind can trip you up at times? Here's the thing we have to watch for, is that if we ask the Lord for some wisdom, there are times that our flesh is quick to respond. And sometimes we can answer ourselves, and it's not the Lord. Oh, I'm preaching now. Amen. But if you're not sure it's the Lord, you can ask. You can ask a second time. He'll lead you in paths of righteousness. Yes. Amen. Say amen. He'll never lead you where there's destruction. I don't believe that He'll tell you to jump out of an airplane without a parachute. Now, He could, but you better know for sure. Say amen. I mean, the Lord can help. My mother had a testimony that there were some missionaries when she lived from Germany, that their plane, it was a two-person, like a small Cessna plane. It ran out of fuel, and the prop stopped dead center. And they had missionaries that were in the plane. They prayed, "Lord, we're wrong that we ran out of fuel, but we need You to get where we're going." And she said a gust of wind came and carried that plane right to the airport. Amen. Can God still do it? Yeah. How many of us, God can still do it? Amen. She shared another testimony with me before she passed on, that there were missionaries in Egypt, and they were by the Nile. And this particular area was filled with those piranha fish. And there were people on the other side, and the missionaries knelt down and prayed. They closed their eyes. "Lord, You got to get us to the other side. There's people to reach." When they opened their eyes, they were on the other side. How many of us, God can still do miracles like that? He's still into reaching people. Whatever it takes to reach, He's into it. I want to walk more in the miraculous to reach people. Oh, I'm preaching now. Amen? I want this house to be a house of prayer for all nations. But I also want miracles to manifest in our presence. Miracles need to be normal. I said miracles need to be normal. We need to have that willing mind in that area, that have that acceptance, that commitment to say, I'm going to pray even for services. Remember a few years ago, when altar calls were given and people came to the altars? How many remember those times? They need to return to the house. I said they need to return to the house. All that happened because somebody was praying outside the place. Somebody was seeking God. Oh, this is good preaching today. Even if I say so myself. I've been away for a while, so there's a lot stirred up in there. Amen? Amen. What number am I on? Eight. Commitment is, I'll read it again. Commitment to the Lord is keeping His commands. In John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commands and abide in his love. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1, thou shalt love the Lord your God. He'll keep and charge his statutes, his judgments, and his commands always. Commitment is keeping the Lord's commands, and they're not grievous. When somebody says, I just can't live for the Lord, I'm here to tell you, you're not even doing it in the power of the Holy Spirit. We do so little in all of this. So little that we have no excuse. And we can't hold on to any excuse either. Sometimes we just need to love somebody and say, hey, look, let's challenge them to move on in the Lord. If you have a relationship with somebody, there are times, sometimes, you know, you need to speak a word. Say amen. Not to blow somebody away, but you know, sometimes you got to encourage, hey, you need to get moving in God. Is that all right to say? Better the wounds of a friend, amen, than the kiss of an enemy. Sometimes we just need to speak the truth in love. Say, you know what? Where are you at? Now, this is when you have a relationship with somebody. Challenge them. Where are you at? Come on, let's get going in God. Let's serve him again with that passion and that love. You may turn somebody from a life of sin into serving him again. I know one of the words the Lord gave me was this, that in the last days he was going to bring people back without the smell of smoke upon them. That when they came in, they were going to come in full force. That God was going to restore even what the enemy has stolen. How many can believe for that? Let's speak that out. Let's speak that reality. That God can work it. Number 9, if you take notes. Commitment allows your plans to be established. In Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit your works unto the Lord and your thoughts will be established. In Romans 16, verse 25, now to him who has power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ kept. Hebrews 13, verse 9, and don't be carried about by every strange doctrine, but that which is established by grace, not with meats which profit them that heard. More than ever, we need to know the word of truth too. There's a lot of false doctrines out there. When you know the truth, it can cut through all that. And truthfully, let's face it, what rises up in you when temptation comes? It's the word of God. You know how many times the Lord has spoken this to me? Tom, that's not of me. How many of us, that's enough to hear? Amen? And he says this, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of me. How many knows he backs it with the word? And I go, Lord, you're absolutely right. Let's move that way. You don't have to stand upon your own, but you also have to watch the enemy who tries to throw in a different spirit. He tried to tempt Jesus with the word of God. Never get your revelation from the enemy. Hallelujah. Only from the Holy Ghost. That's why we got to know the word, not just part of the word. Amen? Which leads me to number 10. Somebody say number 10. Number 10. Commitment is a willingness to change. Or willingness to change our ways. I love this verse. In Jeremiah 26, verse 13. Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings. Obey the voice of the Lord your God, for the Lord God is with you. Joshua 1:8, you know this verse. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate day and night, and to observe all that's written therein, that you may be prosperous and have good success. In Matthew 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. We need to have that commitment and a willingness to change our ways. That means, Lord, if I'm missing it, change me. And you can ask him, Lord, is there anything that's displeasing in my life to you? Ask him. He'll be loving and kind to share with you. He'll be gentle to change you. But we need to be willing to do it. How many here had some children that were kind of stiff-necked and didn't learn very quickly? How many were that type of child? How many in here, you didn't have the rod spared? What we used to call, you got a whooping. Did anybody get a whooping growing up? Okay, did it help you? No, some of you guys are shaking your head. No, it ain't helping me. How many did it help you a little bit? Okay. I was one of those kids that needed discipline. It's hard to believe. I know. I know. It's like, man, pastor needed, I needed discipline. And I had such a way when I got a spanking that it didn't hurt. So I'd run upstairs. My dad would line me up the stairs and he'd give me a swat. And I'd go upstairs and it didn't hurt. I used to laugh. Until one day he followed me up. And you ever think, do you think that's funny? I mean, that's not going to work. I've never been busted before. I was busted there, so I learned to keep my mouth shut. Amen? But discipline is for our good. Now, if the Lord spanked us, he'd send us to Spain. But the truth is that he knows how to discipline us accordingly. That just what we need. To break that shell and not the nut inside. Hallelujah. But we have to submit to it. How many times have we been disobedient when we know we should have said yes, Lord? Amen. I want to hear the first time. I want to be able to have him guide me with his eyes. There's such a love relationship there that my heart is his heart. What he looks at, I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Yay or nay. Even when it comes to the small areas. How many want to be more like him? Yes. Amen. Yes. It's a willing mind. Yes. It's saying, yes, Lord. I want a church like that. Let's be mindful of these things. As I start to bring these sermons forth, I know the Lord wants me to bring these. I really do. Especially how it was written. I know, without a doubt. So truthfully, let's grow in that grace. Let's start moving closer to him. Because I believe the days are short. And we need to be ready. Still reach out. I know there's a pandemic. I know all that stuff going on. But still reach out. People still need to be reached. Amen? And God can help. God can protect. God can do miracles. Hallelujah. None of this has caught him off guard. He didn't go in heaven and say, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this? Hallelujah. You take the precautions, and believe me, we do all we can to make this a safe environment. But more than anything, we have to trust in the Lord. Amen? Pray for those that are afflicted. The Lord will raise them up. And those that are outside, pray that they return. Hallelujah. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I got an invitation. But I know there's more room at the table. Amen? There's more room at the table. So let's see that full. Jesus said, go into highways and byways, compel them to come in. That isn't a one-time shot. Come on. How many times did it take before you got your life right? Don't give up on people. Keep calling them, keep reaching them. Amen? I have this thing that I keep calling people. Sometimes they won't answer the phone because they know it's me. I know they're ignoring it. It's fine. Nothing I can do about it. Remember when you had to answer the phone call because you didn't know who was there? Now you just look, oh, it's Pastor. He wants to invite me to church today. Send him to voicemail. Amen. Oh, I know better. Let's block that call. Amen. How many of you have that power? But you can't block the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I don't take offense with it. I just pray, Lord, you work it out. Hallelujah. And you bring in. Because so was I. Hallelujah. And where would I be without Jesus? Would we even be alive today without the Lord? God has been good. Amen. Commitment. Let's keep it unto our King. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to gather in your name. Lord, to hear your word. Lord, your word is so full, so rich. And Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that the entrance of your word gives understanding. That Lord, as you're taking us all through this journey to prepare your bride, Lord, I want to be ready. I want to be mature in all those things. Lord, I just don't want to be green and growing. Lord, be like a shade tree, but Lord, be useful, producing fruit, Lord, for a mighty harvest. With your heads bowed here, I want to ask you, how many need to work more on your commitment to the Lord your God? Let me see your hand. Oh, many of you. Hallelujah. Secondly here, you've been obedient to the first. How many here, you've been away from the Lord for a time, but you know the Lord's drawing you to that closer relationship? Let me see your hand. Okay, I see it. I see it. Amen. All right, you put them down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we commit our ways to you. Now make a personal altar there. I want you to walk away from this Sunday more committed to your Savior. Lord, even today, forgive us of every trespass and sin. Forgive us of every failure, Lord God. Lord, we make a personal altar today and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you all the days of my life. Lord, help us, Lord God. Lord, be committed, Lord God, to you, Lord, to one another, and Lord, truly to reaching the lost. Help us to have it upon our hearts, Lord, to call and make a difference. Never to assume somebody's all right, but to make that difference, Lord God. Help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for your people, Lord God, that they'll continue to serve you with passion today. Continue, Lord God, in their commitment towards you, even commitment in excellence, Lord God, in every area. If you would lift your hands towards heaven, I want to bless you. Father, a blessing on this congregation. Lord, meet every need according to your riches and glory. Lord, we speak more miracles in our midst. Lord, bring forth, Lord God, your word. Lord, in every area, Lord, as we freshen anew today, Lord God, commit our lives to you. We walk out that way, Lord God. Lord, let us, Lord, have it upon our lips. Lord, strength for others in Jesus' name. Amen.